The study used nearly 40 years' worth of data from the National Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count to track where six types of raptors were spending their winters. It found the birds, which in the past migrated south of Idaho, were shortening their trip and wintering in the Gem State. Study co-author Neil Paprocki recently graduated from the Raptor Biology Master's Program at Boise State University. He saw more of the birds were wintering at the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area near Boise. Paprocki says the birds are likely moving north due to climate change.
As the climate warms, there's new habitat that becomes available to birds that maybe were precluded before because the weather conditions were just too harsh and too cold.
He says other factors may affect the birds, like changes in land use and development practices. Study co-author Julie Heath is an associate professor in biology at Boise State. She says the raptors are good indicators that something is changing in the environment, and people may take more notice of what's happening because birds of prey capture people's attention.
And people notice when there are more or less of the species they used to see, when they were a kid, or when they go outside and they say, I'm seeing a lot of eagles this year, or I'm not seeing as many as I used to see. And that ties people to their sense of place and how things are changing.
For example, warmer, drier winters can be good for the birds, who can hunt better without a lot of snow on the ground. But for people, that can mean low snowpack, empty reservoirs, and less water for irrigation. Paprocki says studies like this show where and why birds are changing their habits. That's important when it comes to deciding how to manage resources to help birds whose populations are in trouble.
There's only a limited number of resources to be able to do that, and so we need to be efficient with how we use those resources and be able to figure out the places where they are really needed.
The study was published last month in the scientific journal PLOS ONE. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.